And with that beautiful song of peace from Gail's heart to everyone's hearts here, we're actually setting already the energy for a very deep, peaceful space. And what a beautiful, beautiful place you're in, we're in. So the invitation, as many times during a meditation, a channeling, a being, whatever you want to call it, just bring yourself even deeper to a place of peace. And peace is one of Kryon's longest themes that I can remember. And being that peace, being that lighthouse of peace that each and every one of us is in their own circle, in their own life, in their own homes, in their own communities, we have gathered here as one beacon, as one soul in oneness, as you just heard Kryon yesterday. So again, the invitation is to relax, be more present, feel, and allow yourself. And allowance is always one of the biggest keys to feel and experience spirit and spirit's love for us. The more we can allow ourselves to relax, the more we let our circling thoughts and minds aside, the more we open, the more we meld, the more we, the natives would say, blend with the land, the more we simply be, the more we can feel Spirit, God, Creator, in our own soul, which is part of all that is, from a place that has no beginning and no end. Simply with that place of peace and harmony, tranquility and balance, benevolence and joy that lives within each and every one of us. Once we sit down, lay down, simply be, we can allow and open ourselves to more than who we are, to that part of our soul, our divinity, our crystalline nature, our Merkabas, which Kryon referred many times, our vehicle of light, our multidimensional self. All of these things are even far more real than what we can perceive with our eyes. But when we get together in a group like this, or when we sit, meditate, be, just be in stillness and acceptance and reflection, we can feel them. And what a beautiful place, what a sacred place we are, surrounded underneath and all around us by crystals. And those crystals can amplify everything you could wish for, right? So this is again another opportunity to set an intention for yourself, for the messages that will follow soon from Monica and Lee and Kryon. Just allow yourself to sink in, to absorb, to know, or to simply be at peace, and love yourself. Love yourself even more. I sometimes like to say that Spirit loves us so much beyond that we can ever imagine or conceive. And what it wants from us is to remember and love ourselves as much as we love Spirit. Love ourselves even more. Because the more we love ourselves, the more we can love others, the more we can show, bring peace to those around us, to our families, to our friends, to our co-workers, to our communities and to this entire earth that's growing, going through tremendous, tremendous changes. And there is a place for each and every one of us in this grand puzzle as light workers, as wage showers, as energy placeholders of peace, wherever you are. And this place, the more you absorb from here, you can take it with you. It never goes away. It can always come back in your heart, in your mind, from your soul. Beautiful.